little shovel pass down to the goal line, and in comes Juju Smith-Schuster, and that is his first touchdown reception of his Steelers career.
Does your rookie season feel like it is long as everybody told you it was going to be, going from preparing for the draft and going through the process and being in Pittsburgh for what probably felt like forever?
Yeah, but to add on to that, even in going from, you know, college and being in, you know, camp from college, season to combine training, the NFL draft, so now you're in preseason to your regular season, then postseason, it's been a long year for me, honestly. It is the rookie wall that people talk about.
When did you feel like it might have hit you where you're like, wow, this is like a really long time?
I would say after I got my injury against Tennessee with the hamstring, like, man, kind of just mentally, you know, breaks you down because you're not out there playing with the guys and you really can't practice. So you're thinking of like, man, like, what can I do to get back, you know, fast? And, you know, it being a long season, it adds up. So it was coming eventually.
Did you exceed your own expectations of what you were able to do this year, your first year?
Wow. So I didn't actually set my goals until midseason, just because I knew I had the opportunity to come in and play but I didn't expect to have a season that I have, you know, the outcome of it. You know, I didn't expect to have, you know, the yards to catch and the touchdowns and how much exposure I had this year. Thanks to God. I mean, it's been an honor. It's been a blessing. Thanks to my teammates, honestly.
Pass is caught, and that's a touchdown for Juju Smith-Schuster.
Little game of hide and seek. That's fantastic.
I got to give this one major style points.
They've been first team all celebration all year.
Bench pressing off the back of Smith-Schuster.
And the Steelers with an interesting celebration.
And he has become a fan favorite, no question about it.
Because I think that might have been opening the present on Christmas morning.
What clicked? What just, I guess, worked where you were getting these more opportunities and you were taking advantage?
Oh, man. The Big Ben.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think working with him, you know, over time, you know, builds the chemistry between, you know, a receiver and a quarterback. It's been great. You know, he's been great. He's helped out a lot. You know, I've learned a lot from him. Even our receiver room with AB and them. It's just been a great season.
Would you say having your locker next to Ben helped you?
Oh, most definitely. I'm taking all those brownie points, talking to him. You know, hey, man, how's it going? How's everything? How's your family? Yeah, I think it helps out a lot. You know, like I said, you know, building the chemistry, not on the field, but off the field.
That helped.
Yeah.
What would be the biggest surprise for you that happened to you on the field or off the field throughout your first season?
The biggest surprise for me is probably the whole bike situation. Honestly, why? Because, you know, it's so crazy how a city can just take, you know, something that's been, you know, that's little and turn into a huge thing that's worldwide. So,
everywhere.
The amount of support that they've shown is great.
Crowd in full throat on a third down and 9. Detroit trying to pin him deep.
He's back. He waits. He fires down the field, and it's caught on a dead run. That is Juju Smith-Schuster. Foot race. Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. 98 yards. Ben Roethlisberger to the rookie Juju.
And then had a little symbolism for us all. He's locking up his bicycle.
I think he is mimicking the fact that he now locks every bike that he's on, whether it's his own on the south side or here in Detroit.
You mentioned Antonio Brown. What was it like actually getting to witness him every day, not just in games, but in practice where AB acts like no one has ever seen him play before?
Yeah, man, he's like a different human being on this planet. He can make you say loud 50 times in one day. The catches, the things that he does, his footwork, his Tony toe tap, you know, it's crazy. But, you know, I've learned a lot from him, you know, over the period of time of how hard he works, his work ethic, you know, and what he does to, you know, help out the team.
Coach Tomlin always talks about wanting to see rookies make a big jump from year one where you're kind of, you know, your head spinning, you're learning everything, to year two where they really want you to perform. Did he talk to you about that, and do you feel like you have to be able to take that next step?
For me, yes, I need to take that next step. And, you know, I want to improve, you know, my game to another level. You know, next year I want to be better than what I was this year. My goals and my standards will be a lot higher. So, yes, year two will be a year to accomplish to be better.
And lastly, off-season plans, vacations, friends, family, and then goals. What you want to improve on before we see you for what, OTAs?
Yeah, so vacations. I'm going to Hawaii, the Caribbean, the Bahamas. I might make a pit stop in Mexico, say what's up, get some burritos, some tacos. you know, on YouTube, I'm trying to make it go bigger, go global. trying to go to Germany to check that out.
Wow.
Whole lot of Dubai, you know, check that out too. So, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, travel the world, you know. A whole terrible towel.
Taking it with you?
Taking it with me.
Okay, we'll be checking all of your social media for that.
Check me out on my brand, social media. We lit. Let's get it.